Welcome to Tipped EV Property, where I'm joined by Rob Ellis, who's CEO at Easy Property. How are you today, Rob?
Good, thank you, Zach.
Okay, you're going to explain to us how the government white paper on housing is, or what it is, and is it going to work?
Well, I think the government set out to produce this white paper to answer the disaster that is the housing crisis at the moment, of which they're putting out as a housing crisis. Is it going to work? Well, I think they've put quite a few factors in place to encourage development, which we have heard a lot before. The industry certainly isn't particularly keen on it. There's been quite a lot of pushback from estate agency companies, listed ones in particular. There's been a mixed response on the markets as far as how they've reacted to the estate agents in particular. Is it going to do it? There's a lot of rhetoric. There's a lot of, we've heard it all before. There is a big push to localise planning, which I think is a good thing. And there are a number of ways they've sort of set out to how they can beat this sort of housing problem and the increase in prices in rental and in sales. So I think that's one of the big factors that we've got now, is a big price rise in rental property, as well as trying to get on the ladder for the younger generation.
Well, the other thing is, I suppose, if it's an area is too expensive for you to live in, you move to a cheaper area. There are always cheaper areas to move to.
Which are rapidly running out, because you know, how cheap do you have to go now? There are certainly a lot of areas that are a lot more reasonable. But I think certainly one of the big factors that we've got now is the build-to-rent sector. That's really being pushed. The government have been criticised in the fact that they're now turning their back on the theory that everyone should own their own property and that the youngsters should come on and start getting on the ladder and buying. That now is sort of seeing to be shelved, and now we're encouraging a much more stable, long-term rental market where tenants can take a three-year lease into more institutional investment into the residential rental sector, which is a relatively new thing. And certainly they're looking for to create that stability, reduce any fees from estate agents, and then you know, have that sort of more long-term accommodation plan in rental rather than in purchasing.
Isn't it the case that property has just become, I wouldn't say it's a victim of its own success, but I mean, you know, people, you know, it's part of the, you know, the British culture, home, your home is your castle, et cetera, et cetera. We're just seeing that, and maybe it's not that property is that expensive, maybe it's more that wages have gone down, wage growth is not kept up, and that's the real problem.
I think there's a bit of both. I think if you look at the South East in particular, house prices have shot up. There is a massive shortage, and a government looking to build 1 million houses by 2020, it's not looking likely. I know there's some statistics which show that they're way off pace, but again, you need to look at actual net increases rather than just new build, because I think there's a difference there. So they're not quite as far off as originally thought. But the bottom line is there's pressure on Greenbelt, which is always contentious. The other issue that I think the white paper has done is pushed the decision-making process for developments into localised areas. Now, of course, an area that's predominantly Greenbelt, there's pressure to build on it, but which local councillor is going to turn around and which local MP is going to sign off the fact that they're going to develop on big swathes of green land on the edge of the cities? It's always going to be that NIMBY problem of, you know, we don't want this in our backyard, but someone else can have it, and there's big pressure on development of brownfield. But again, that's not really going to answer the questions. We need a lot more housing and a lot quicker than we're currently building it.
Is there any blame to be pointed at as far as the house builders are concerned? Have they been profiteering? Are their margins too great? I mean, you know, they're selling you a one bedroom in, you know, it's not central London even, for £600,000-£700,000. I mean, what's the real, you know, what's the real cost there?
The margins aren't actually that great on property development. You know, they're reasonable, but they're not, you know, ridiculous. Certainly the biggest issue there, land prices and build costs, they're the two major factors. Financing obviously is cheap these days, so that's not really built into it. But the fact is, you know, there is this, again, a factor that was brought into the white paper saying that developers are going to be penalised for sitting on land and not developing it. Well, developers are all about getting units out to the market, get them sold and get the money back in so they can buy something else. So they're not really sitting on it. One of the good things that came out of yesterday was, if they make it work, a progression towards trying to speed up the planning process. That's always been a big key factor, and the red tape that goes around planning. It's not uncommon now for some of the larger developments to have £1 million cost just in putting it into planning. No guarantee anything's going to come out, but just pure planning processes and reports they've got to write about great crested newts and bats and God knows what else, just to try and prove that you can build on the land, and that's nuts. It can take far too long and far too expensive.
So red tape is a definite problem. The other issue for me is that ever since Thatcher's right to buy, the government's been taking housing stock out of the market, And now we've got the situation. And she really wanted, that was one of her things, to it was not only a property owning democracy, but actually to get house prices up is a great source of government revenue. And there's nothing here about reducing stamp duty or making house, you know, the transactions more affordable either, is there?
Which was the big miss. And I think it's all well and good talking about affordable housing to buy, affordable housing to rent now, because, again, if you're looking at central London, rental prices are now a lot of money. So I think the fact that they haven't addressed the stamp duty, we all know that stamp duty is a particular problem. I mean, we had a meeting with Sajid Javid last week. The main issue there was, that is not my problem, that's Treasury. You know, that's and just a big pushback on that. So that was always going to come away from the white paper. But that is a major factor, you know, on downsizing as well. There's a big block of the elderly generation not downsizing because of the cost and the hassle and everything else. So you've got this sort of bedroom block of, you know, bigger properties that are sitting there with one person in. And of course, while you've still got blockers with stamp duty and with the cost of moving, you're always going to have this issue that there is sort of the ceilings around that you can't get the general population and the families into at a cost-effective way.
Rob Ellis, CEO of easyproperty.com, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks, Zach.